From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama's announced sanctions on people and organizations helping Syria and Iran target dissidents through monitoring of mobile phone and internet use. This as the Syrian regime continues to pursue dissidents and attack residential neighborhoods.
We need to be doing everything we can to prevent and respond to these kinds of atrocities. Because national sovereignty is never a license to slaughter your people.
Mr. Obama has signed an executive order freezing U.S. assets linked to people known to have aided computer, phone, satellite, or other monitoring in Syria and in Iran. A spring rain and snowstorm is pounding the Northeast this morning. NPR's Chris Arnold reports parts of inland Pennsylvania and New York are reporting upward of 7 inches of snow so far.
The storm is dumping rain and snow across much of the Northeast. This time of year, power outages are a big concern. That's because wet, sticky snow starts to weigh down trees that now have leaves on them. Bruce Sullivan's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Well, the storm system, the center of it is located near New York City this morning. It's continuing to lift slowly northeastward. Parts of New England are getting hit pretty hard this morning with some very heavy rain. But on the west side of the system is where we're getting some significant snowfall, especially in the mountains.
There are winter storm warnings and flood warnings in effect across much of the Northeast. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Stocks are down today on renewed concerns about Europe's economic problems and how they could affect the U.S. At last check, the Dow was down more than 140 points. The European Union's Statistics Office says today that the harsh austerity programs put into place to lower deficits are causing European economies to shrink and do not appear to be reducing longer-term debt, which is at its highest level since the euro currency was adopted in 1999. Spain's central bank announced today that Spain is officially back in recession. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid that Spain charted negative growth in the first quarter of this year for the second straight quarter in a row.
Today's figures confirm what many here had long predicted, that Spain's economy will get worse before it hopefully gets better. Unemployment is near 24%. And rising, the government has slashed spending, frozen public salaries, and is asking seniors to pay for medicines for the first time. Spain is trying to balance its budget to abide by EU spending rules, but its borrowing costs are still near levels that sent Greece, Ireland, and Portugal into bailouts. The central bank says the economy shrank by 0.4% in the first quarter. Overall, it's expected to contract by 1.7% this year. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
And on that news, the Dow down 143 and the Nasdaq down 47. From Washington, this is NPR News. A Jordanian relief agency says Syrian troops have ambushed a group of about 900 people fleeing Syria over the weekend into neighboring Jordan. Dale Gavlak in Amman spoke with the agency which helps displaced Syrians along the border and filed this report.
Kitab and Sunnah spokesman Mohammed Ahmed Ayad says dozens of Syrians crossed the border with burns and gunshot wounds and were rushed to hospitals in northern Jordan. He says the refugees reported that Syrian troops early Sunday attacked them as they tried to cross into the Jordanian border town of Ramtha. They said Syrian forces detained dozens of people, including around 50 women. Some of the refugees said the Syrian army is specifically targeting people fleeing the violence. Authorities say there are 110,000 Syrian refugees in Jordan. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Gasoline prices are down in the U.S., and market analyst Trilby Lundberg says in a way it's significant.
This is the first decline in the U.S. average since last year.
She says it's because crude oil prices are down, gasoline inventories high, and demand relatively modest. The Lundberg survey shows the average price of a gallon of regular is down 5 cents over the past 2 weeks nationally to $3.91 per gallon. Opening arguments start this afternoon in the trial of former Democratic senator and presidential candidate John Edwards. Prosecutors say he conspired to conceal an extramarital affair during his campaign for the 2008 nomination. Edwards pleads not guilty to 6 criminal counts. He's accused of violating campaign finance laws related to payments from donors to hide his involvement with his pregnant mistress. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.